my reaction is, number one, from what I understand, the original policy was for $1.5 million. And I don't know where he gets the $3.5 million now. But also, I mean, the fact is that there's been no declaration of death. American Express doesn't even review these sorts of things until a year after the disappearance. And still, even with that, if there's no declaration of death, I imagine they're going to fight it tooth and nail. I would hope they would fight it tooth and nail because nobody knows anything. We don't know, and other than perhaps Mr. Giordano, but nobody really, there's no clues. Law enforcement has no clues, and there's no evidence to say that she's dead, and therefore no validity for this sort of lawsuit.
Though I know there's frustration that this lawsuit's being filed on the other side, does it keep Robin's name and her case in the public?
Of course, of course. And, you know, along with him being arrested for indecent exposure a couple of weeks ago, you know, he's going to have, every time he does something like that or file a lawsuit like this or anything that he does that catches the public's eye, it's going to bring Robin back into the public. So that to me, I take away as a positive. I hate to see long periods of time without anything being reported on, although I understand how it works. If there's nothing new to report, there's nothing new to report. But I, you know, having an emotional stake in all of this, you know, I'd like to see it continuously reported on. And when he has activities like this, it brings her name right back up. So I think that's the positive part here.
And is this something that you guys were prepared for, that he would be going after this money?
Well, I figured, I mean, he tried to, apparently, from what we understand, he tried to claim it 2 days after she was reported missing. So I'm not surprised whatsoever. I mean, although, you know, on his interviews with Jose Baez on TV, Mr. Baez, you know, stated that he has no financial issues whatsoever, that he's doing well, that he's due to inherit a lot of money, and that he's doing well, and that they have a forensic accounting package to prove that. Well, I don't buy that. I don't know. I don't think he would be going for $3.5 million on a $1.5 million policy if he was so well off. You know, maybe he's broke right now. And maybe he's going for the $3.5 million in hopes that American Express will settle for a lesser amount. You know, maybe that's his tactic. I don't know. Not knowing the man and not having any possible way to imagine how somebody like him thinks, it's hard for me to fathom.